At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Kurakomin. You look nice and rested. Your skin looks glowing.
My skin's always glowing. I didn't brush my hair today.
I didn't brush my hair either. The dog shit on the carpet.
Bad.
Thank the universe for my prayers have been answered because it's getting chilly and willy out.
I was just saying this. I walked Rocky this morning and it was 60 degrees. So it's nice and chill here. It's like rainy, but it's not raining. You know what I mean? It's like hocus pocus outside. It's cozy. Mm-hmm. There's leaves on the ground. I was walking and I was like, oh my God, I love this right now.
Spooky dookie. Yeah, it's just going to keep getting better. I hope we don't get another heat wave. I'm ready to hang up the phone and go over to the Home Goods and get, you know, a cozy knit blanket and some new candles and like
same
a pumpkin spice apple drink syrup. Like, I'm ready for it all, but I don't want to jinx myself because and the second that happens, I haven't had my air conditioning on in 2 days.
Oh wow!
But yeah, I'm just like, I just want it to be 60 degrees and sunny. That's my temperature.
Same. Well, I'm so annoyed because usually this time my front porch is decorated. Like, ready to go, pumpkins out. Like, that's how I start my fall decoration, is when you see it outside. And all my neighbors are like, you're crazy, it's still August. But I haven't had the time because I'm so busy with shit. And I'm supposed to be decorated outside right now, and I'm not. And I'm really upset about it.
What's taking you so long? Because you're busy. You're a busy beaver.
I know. I'm doing a lot of shit. And then with the kids, like in sports and everything, and then I'm going down the shore. So I like haven't had the time to go in my attic and get all my stuff out, let alone go and shop, go to Home Goods and Home Sense. Like, I haven't done anything. I'm so annoyed.
Like, I went out to dinner the other night. It was 68 degrees and I thought it was enough to wear a sweater. I got half a block and I was like, fuck, I got to take this off. Like, you can't just like wear all your school clothes just yet because it's not cold enough. Wait, so is this weekend Memorial Day or Labor Day?
No, that's next weekend, I think.
So there's two more full weekends. So this weekend and
the
next one.
Oh, no, Labor Day. Labor Day weekend is next weekend. So I think we're not going to have an episode next week.
Because you're laboring.
Mm-hmm.
The recap from Wiggle's birthday party. I haven't seen you since then. I haven't spoken to you since then.
I know. It looks so cute.
It was wild. He's playing with his all the decorations right now. He's got his party hat. And thank God I had a backup, if you can see him.
Did he get cute presents?
Yes, he got such cute presents. He got a Christian Dior bag.
Badge!
A Veuve Clicquot bottle. He got this a handmade gift from Aunt Mary. He got all balls. My sister got the blueberry cake. There's this beautiful, shout out to that cake lady. I have to find out her name. Betty's Cakes and Barks and Betty's Barks and Cakes, I think. She got it from, it's in Jersey. And she made a blueberry cake, so we had his cake. We sang happy birthday, Poppy was here. But then people started churning up. It's like,
it looked like a rager.
It's a child's birthday party. And then like Nick and Carrie here, they're playing techno music and they're all taking shots and binge drinking margaritas.
Bitch,
and martinis.
I saw you wasted outside on your balcony smoking a cigarette, so.
Well, I had to join the party because I didn't want to be a guest and like make my guests feel uncomfortable, so I had to join in.
Mm-hmm.
But at one point, at the end of the night, Kara was passed out upside down on the couch.
Freaks.
People are just like, you know, all over the place. It was a wild child's birthday party. But so next year, I'm going to have to do a dry party.
I'm definitely not coming to that.
I'm like, ow.
What time did everyone leave?
Well, you know, the gays stayed later. There was a gaggle of gays here. They stayed until, you know, 10:30 or 11. But the party started at 3.
I can't.
But we sang happy birthday. We didn't do any birthday games. Next year, I want to do Pin the Tail on the Donkey, I think. You know, so much that goes into throwing the party besides cooking and cleaning and getting all the decorations up. It's like, it's so much to do by yourself. Do you know?
Yeah, that's why I don't throw a lot of parties.
Right.
Or if I do stuff, I like to do it like out so we don't have to clean.
Right. And you know what the first time I did this time, I'm going to keep doing, I think, I use paper products for the dishes and the cups. I did throwaway cups, throwaway plates. Normally, I have like so much dishes and the trays. I didn't do fancy trays. I served everything in the aluminum things I cooked them in.
See, it was you're just a like, true mom now.
Well, because I was like, this is a child's birthday party. I was like, we're not getting wine glasses out and crystal and champagne flutes. It's like, no, just get a red cup. I have them right back there. You can see them. Just get a red cup and get the hell out of my house. Stop it.
It's time to go to puppy school.
Yeah, so that was fun. I enjoyed myself, and I cried, of course, because you know that his birthday and mommy's birthday are the same day. So it's like, we celebrate my mother's birthday every year, but this is the first year we got to celebrate his and hers together.
Did you do a speech?
I didn't do a speech, but I got choked up, and then they caught me, and I would just sit there watching him eat his cake, and just cry, and be like, ugh.
Well, my present to him is dedicated to mommy.
Oh, what is it?
I'm not telling you.
Can you mail it to me?
No, I have to see you.
I want to talk about cheerleading for real quick. Did you see the scandal in the NFL?
No.
There's male cheerleaders all over the place, and they're getting a lot of backlash. There's two lead cheerleaders on the Vikings and I think another team. Have you seen this?
Oh, like the dancers?
Well, the cheerleaders. The
I
NFL
don't call
cheerleaders.
Them cheerleaders. My daughter is a cheerleader. They're literally dancing.
So what does your do?
Hmm?
Oh, because cheerleading, they get on each other's backs and stuff.
Yeah, cheerleading to me is what Giovanna does, like the all-star cheerleading.
That's gymnastics to me.
No, that's cheerleading. Like, I could see why they call them cheerleaders, because they're like on the sidelines for them. But they're doing all dance moves. It's all dance. Wait, so everyone's mad that there's male dancers?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's NFL, so of course everyone has something to say about it. But they're like, they're saying that they shouldn't have to see that pushed all over their faces. And there's a lot of back and forth about what people think about it. I think it's funny. I mean, I love it. Who do you think teaches them the dance moves? It's the gays.
No, literally.
Yeah, so it's like, at least if they know how to, let them do it right.
Oh, get over it. You know who's mad? Probably the closeted football fans.
Amen, sister. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with it at all, but I love watching them go and cheering them on. I hope I can just catch them in a game this season.
Yeah, that's entertainment, bitch. Let's go.
Yeah, I sent them to you on TikTok. Did you get my TikTok messages?
No, I should look.
Yeah, look at it now so you can see them go, because I want you to see the level of cheer.
Well, I'm really trying. I'm DMing all these pet psychics.
Oh.
And I'm like, can I please get a reading? And they're like, oh, the wait list is a year and a half. And I'm like, I'm not waiting a year and a half. Like, does any crusaders know a pet psychic? I want the reading ASAP. Like, I want to talk to Rocky. I want to know what Rocky's saying.
None of our psychic friends know how to speak to dogs.
No.
We're friends with every one of them.
No, it's like a different, it's different. Like, I want to talk to Rocky to know what he's saying. I want to talk to OG Rocky up there to be like, are you in Rocky a little bit? Are you watching
over me? Well, I have Caesar Milan. We can get Caesar Milan on. I have his phone number.
Yeah, but he's not a pet psychic.
He's a pet. What does he do? A whisperer. He's a whisperer.
Yeah, he just like trains them. I want a psychic that's talking to Rocky and knows what he's saying.
Oh, he listens to that.
And I want them to talk to my ghost, Rocky, and my ghost, Tommy and Vito, in heaven.
Wiggles is trying to get a message over from the other side. Look at him.
No, he's definitely trying to tell you something.
This morning I said, is there any spirits in the room? And Wiggles came run up and got me. I was trying to find I was ghost hunting my own home.
I wonder what he would say to you.
He'd probably give me a pep talk, but like, you depressed fat bitch. Get across the street and start working out.
He would be like, I'm not your fucking therapy dog. Like, I want to live. Bring me out. Okay, Crusaders. As a parent, I don't need to tell you how busy you are. Our next partner makes serving healthy meals much easier for me and more enjoyable for my kids. So Nurture Life is a meal delivery service that makes nutritious meals and snacks your kids actually want to eat, while giving parents the support they need too. Nurture Life's whole menu is perfect for kids ages 10 months old to 10 years old. Their fresh meals and snacks are delicious, nutritious, and fully cooked. That means they are ready to serve in just 1 minute. Nurture Life is raising the standard for children's food in the United States, one meal and one snack at a time. All of their meals and snacks are designed by registered dietitians, so I know we're serving our kids food that is great for them. So I definitely am obsessed with Nurture Life. just because my kids eat horrible, like the processed foods, even snacking. It's just like all sugar, cookies, like not great things. And I really need my kids to start eating well, especially my little, because I feel like anytime like he has like the worst food, his temper, he's just got a temper and he's crazy and he's acting wild. So definitely excited for them to love Nurture Life because they need to eat more healthier.
Well, I think we got a hookup for them, Snooki. You can go to nurturelife.com/Snooki and use code Snooki for 55% off your first order plus free shipping. That's right, 55% off plus free shipping at nurturelife.com/Snooki. Make sure you use our promo code Snooki. Even if you aren't a parent with young kids, you might have a parent or friends who struggle with mealtime. Make sure to share our code and get our shows the credit. Remember, put your little ones first with healthy meals from NurtureLife. I've always lived this way, and this is the thing I have to work out, therapy with BetterHelp, and I have been working it worth it out.
Mm-hmm.
My life is ruled by one rule of all or nothing, and that applies to every aspect of my life. And I've learned that, and there's good parts of it and there's bad parts of it. And it comes down to everything from, I'll give you an example. Either my house is spotless and it looks like a museum and it looks like it's ready for the cover of Architectural Digest with not a hair out of place, perfection, that, or there's dog shit on the ground, a sink full of dishes, clothes all over the place.
It's either all or nothing.
It's all or nothing with me with that. My weight loss, you know me. Either I'm eating McDonald's, $100 at McDonald's, or I'm counting every single half macro on a scale and
literally, and not drinking and being good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if I'm drinking, I'm blacking out and taking my underwear off, or I'm completely sober and won't even look at it, and I'll judge you for drinking. That's like every single thing in my life is like that. So I need to like find a happy medium, and that's been my biggest struggle. Is this a lifestyle podcast?
Yeah, you're very relatable though.
No, relatable. And that's the one thing I have trouble with. I mean, it's good things. Like when the good is good, it's perfect. Like, you know, my house is clean. I'm on my diet. But
when
I
it's bad, it's like I want to die. Like I don't want to be here.
I can't find that happy medium. And that's I think. Oh.
Cut it out.
There's a man here. I can't find that happy medium with life, and I think that's the Lord's mission for me is to find that inner peace and find the balance.
There you go.
Should I find a yin yang, or should I find a monk or a spiritual medium?
Yeah, I think you should try something
else. A shaman,
like do like Reiki healing, and because I know that really worked. That worked for me when I felt a little weird after.
I'm gonna take a sound
kids.
Bath today.
Sound baths. Yeah, do something spiritual like that. I think
do you know
that
what I mean?
Work.
If I could just, I'd be happy just to be flat in the middle and be just neutral.
Mm.
Like I'm not the skinniest person, but I'm not the fattest person. I'm not the cleanliest person, but I'm not the dirtiest person. Like I'm sick of living in extremes. If anyone has any pet psychics that also help with finding your inner life, let us know.
But that's like me with drinking. It's just like, why can't I go out and just have two drinks and call it a night? Like, why can't that happen? That actually happened, though. I did do that down the shore. We started drinking, I don't know, it was like 7 o'clock and we had a couple drinks.
In the morning?
No, at night. And then I'm like, all right, let's get to bed so we're not sick tomorrow. I called it a night and I went upstairs and went to bed. I'm like, who am I? Who is she? Who is she? But I don't know about going out to dinner. Like, I think we should really try one day to go out to dinner, have a couple drinks, and then just go home and go to bed.
Well,
without, bar hopping.
Well, can I tell you something? It all relates down to, back to extremes a little bit. It is the company we keep. It's like, if you're your friend of friends, like, not saying your sister-in-laws were boring that night, but it's like the vibes weren't there. And the vibes are, when we're out to dinner, the vibes are always there.
That
so it's
is
like,
true.
So if like, you know, of course you could have, what are you going to rage on the thing and chase the pigeons or what it's called, the swans? Maybe, but
it's true.
I think it's like the company that we keep and not, you know.
But it's like every time we go out to eat, it's like, oh, should we have another? We're like, oh, let's just get another. And then that another is like, let's go out. Like we're not going.
Because we're making up again. Oh my God. I'm saying it again. We're making up for lost time because either we see each other every single day when we're working together on vacation or whatever for weeks on end, or we don't see each other for months. Like I haven't physically seen you in like 2 months.
I haven't seen you in months.
That's what I mean. So it's like, it's again, it's the
well,
extremes.
We are planning. We are planning a girl's
trying
night.
To plan.
I would like for that to happen because down the shore, they have this Sophia's... Sophia's just opened. It's a taqueria. And
Ooh. It's
delicious. Delicious food. Great drinks. It's literally right down the block. And I feel like we're due for a girl's night. You know, we're due for a little girl's time.
And I have to find the happy medium of when to go do my harvest days, up, like when I go like to go out upstate or you know up by your mom's house. I need to go leaf peeping, and I always there's a time when it's like there's a sweet spot between October and November that you have to get in there. Otherwise, they're like there one day and gone the next. So you really have to plan it correctly. And I also hate that every time that happens, it's not cold enough to explore. It's hot as hell out when you're trying to go on your harvest day, and that doesn't give the vibes. It's like, who wants to be sweating in a pumpkin patch?
Well, maybe not this year, because it is already getting chilly. So, Chelena.
Well, I'm hoping. I'm gonna buy some apples today. I need to get into the mood, but I also don't want to jinx myself. And then I get apples in a cozy blanket, and it gets to be 95 degrees.
I could go for a nice sangria.
Let's talk about some topics going on in the world. I've been on TikTok. What have you been getting? What pigeonholes have you been getting on TikTok? I am so invested in something right now on there that I can't get out of it. I'm obsessed. It's called Sovereign Citizens. Do you know what that is?
No, what is that?
Sovereign citizens or an American national? Oh my god!
No idea.
I cannot get away from it. It's rage baiting. It makes me so enraged.
Oh, that would piss me off.
Okay, there's this thing called sovereign citizens, which is like this group of people that are American, and they refuse to comply with laws and rules. And it says because they try to find like loopholes in the Constitution from like 1901, and like start like and like they that's what they base their lives on. So they say they don't, you know, cops can't like have any law over them. They can't like have any rules about healthcare or money or banks.
Wait,
or anything. Like they don't they're like, you know, they have all this weird lingo. Like when they get pulled over, they're like, I'm not driving, I'm traveling. And that's like supposed to be a thing. Like I'm a traveler.
Is this
a cult?
I don't
do business. It's like it's exactly what it is.
Ew.
And it's like I do not conduct business with I don't contract with the United with the state of Minnesota, or I don't contract with them. And then they like you know how cops like try to charge us like you know for the tickets or whatever. They start here's my fee schedule. They give the fee schedule to the cops saying this is $200 every 5 minutes. And she shows a fee schedule, and they say, I need you to read this paper. And they like give them this paper to read, and they refuse to. They don't have driver's licenses, and they won't give their license. And they're saying,
oh,
you know, I don't do business with this. And like, you know, I'm a American national, and like they refuse to answer any questions. And they always get their windows smashed out and dragged out of the car. And then the court, they do it in courts too. Like they try like to use this excuses, and like they think they're smarter than the law. And then they get fucking ripped apart. But it's like so insane how these like culty people think that they can just be above the law like that. And
got a ticket last week.
Did you really? You got pulled over?
I did.
Where?
I was driving down the shore because I had to go back and forth because Giovanna had practice. And
you do speed though.
It was only it wasn't for speeding. There was a ton of traffic, and there was a merging lane, and I ended up going the merging lane to like pass and like cut, and I didn't know that there was freaking cops hiding behind the tree. So I saw him and I was like, I know you're pulling me over.
You waved at him?
No, I was like, I'm pulling over because he was trying to like get to my car. I'm like, don't even bother. I'm going to come over. And then he pulled me over and he goes, you know, you can't do that, right? I'm like, I know. Sorry.
Did you have the kids in the car?
I had Gigi.
I would have her start crying and screaming that she's,
well, I was like, Giovanna, say you had to pee. Just say you had to pee. Like, we're rushing to get somewhere, but I didn't say it, but I was about to say it.
Oh, I would put the full works on.
No, it's whatever. I knew, like, whatever. So he gave me a ticket. It was for $90.
Did he know that you were spooky from the Hershey Shore?
I don't know. I don't think he cared.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. These days, it feels like there's advice for everything. Cold plunges, gratitude journals, screen detoxes. But how do you know what actually works for you? With the internet and information overload all about mental health and wellness, it can be a struggle to know what's best and what actions to take these days. Using trusted resources and talking to a live therapist can get your personalized recommendations and help break through the noise. I mean, I was just talking about that at the top of the show. I have that all or nothing approach to life, and I need to find balance. And this is precisely why I love BetterHelp, because you're able to speak about things like that. And this doesn't have to be things like you're depressed or you're sad, or everyone has this preconceived notions about what therapy is about. You don't have to be sad or have bad things going on in your life to need therapy. Sometimes it's just about finding a better way of living or managing your thoughts or how you process things or better ways of making being your best self. And that's why all the years and years we've been using BetterHelp, I think that's why I love it, because it's so versatile and I've been able to kind of pivot to anything going on in my life, and I never feel like there's the, like there's something that's not that they're not able to help with. That's why I love the BetterHelp.
As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Talk it out with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Snooki. That's BetterHelp.com/Snooki. Well, they're trying to do the Handmaids here. Wait, how do we stop this? So this guy, Pete Hegseth, who is that?
I don't know. What did he say?
He's calling for the end of women's right to vote.
Oh.
And criminalize people that are gay. And it's literally Handmaids. It's Handmaid's Tale. I don't know who the fuck this guy is.
Well, they're taking gay marriage away, too.
He's promoting a Christian nationalist church. So this church wants to appeal the 19th Amendment and say women must submit to their husbands. So I looked.
Gross.
Yeah. So I was watching. I went down the rabbit hole with TikTok, and he's doing an interview with his wife and everyone from this church. And they're just like, yeah, I submit to my husband, whatever he wants. I will get him. I don't want to vote. I want him to, like, be in charge of everything. Like, bitch, what?
Well, do that in your own home,
this is
bitch.
That's not a church. That's a
cult. Do it in your
what
own church.
Fuck?
Do it in your own home. That's the one. Life is fucking simple. You take money and religion and that's it. Money and religion are the only, like, factors that make people fucking crazy. Religion has no place for laws. That's like saying, like, you're forced to buy me a Hanukkah present. It's like, I don't celebrate fucking Hanukkah. It's like, I don't fucking celebrate, you know, I don't believe in this. Well, it's bringing churches and religion into fucking politics and people, the way people live, and money and property tax, all that shit has no place in it. It has no place to separate that shit. I don't give a fuck what you do in your own home. Don't put your shit on me.
I don't know how this is even a thing, but like, can we not?
Let's talk about obsessions. What in the home have we been buying up lately? I'm going to talk about my Trader Joe's obsessions. I've been going to Trader Joe's every week this past month. My new obsession from TJ's this week is Unexpected Cheddar. It's a cult classic. It's a cheddar cheese. It's a perfect blend of all cheeses, and it's just like tastes delicious. And it's not too strong. It's not too soft. It melts beautifully. It's the best. It's my favorite cheddar. Unexpected Cheddar. And now they have a spreadable cheese. You know I love a spreadable cheese to dip my crackers in. Like, I love a pub cheese.
Oh, I love it all.
I love an Alouette, Boursin cheese.
Get in my mouth, bitch.
I love all those spreadable cheeses. So they have the unexpected cheddar, and they also have one with Hatch chilies in it, which is like a spicy version of it. I've been eating those every week with these seed crackers. I love a seeded cracker, like bird seed, like a flat bird seed.
We know who DM'd me and said our crackers are back.
Gigi?
Gigi crackers.
Where the fuck were they?
I guess they were discontinued because I couldn't buy them anywhere except Amazon. And Amazon, you ordered like 300 packs.
Sold out.
Yeah, and then they were sold out. So they just DM'd me and they were like, we're coming back. And I'm like, okay, can you send me some Gigi crackers?
Put your address in, is my address, and I'll make sure you get them.
No.
Then I hit myself in the frozen aisle because I was trying different things for my party because I wanted some easy appetizers I can just throw in the air fryer. So I bought a bunch of these other little things like that. The Asian section is where it really pops off. Let me tell you, ladies, at the Trader Joe's. The soup dumplings from there are fucking delicious. You would love them.
What is it?
It's soup dumplings. So it's like, you know, like dumplings that you get like at the Asian restaurants.
Yeah,
like,
what's,
you know,
in it though?
Like raviolis, but it's like with meat. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like, you know, chopped up vegetables and meat inside the macaroni dough. But this one is a soup dumpling, so there's like liquid soup inside of it as well. So you bite it and it explodes in your mouth. It's delicious.
Oh.
So soup dumplings are amazing. Their pot stickers, their goizas are perfection. Even their kimbap, their Korean rice rolls, fucking fire. Oh my God. These little power balls. Oh my God. They're so fucking good, guys. You have to find them. They're like berry. They're like chocolate covered berry things. It's almost like a berry gummy covered in chocolate, but it's like all like acai and blueberries and all these power berries. Fucking delicious. They're chocolate covered pistachios, salted pistachios. I've been fucking eating. They're,
oh, can I just tell you?
Trader Joe's has everything.
That's my snack. My snack is freaking pistachios.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Like, they're already open. You don't have to crack them.
Yes.
I've been killing bags.
I have one on my nightstand.
I tried. So I wanted like a different flavor than just regular pistachios. So I got the honey mustard pistachio.
What?
Bomb. And then they have a...
Where do they have that?
At the grocery store. And then salt and vinegar pistachios.
Yes.
Bitch.
At Trader Joe?
No, I think I got it from Aldi.
Well, Aldi is owned by Trader Joe's. And you know I'm friends with the owner of Trader Joe's.
Are you?
Yeah, and they own Aldi.
All right, well, Your pistachios smack. Okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God. They have my favorite. Oh, with the vegetables. I love them. They have the mini zucchinis there that are so fucking good. They have the baby gem lettuce there. It's the best lettuce. Get the little gem lettuce over there. It's the best romaine lettuce in the world. They're crunchy and delicious and superior.
No, literally everything there is amazing.
They have, I have to go. Now I have to go. And the flowers, that's where I get my flowers every week. You know, Remember, I used to work in the flower district and I was there all the time getting flowers, but that's far downtown now. And I'm not downtown. It's like all the way over on the west side. I'm not going over there. So I've been getting what I needed at Trader Joe's and they last forever. The prices are unbeatable. I'm a slut for Trader Joe's. I'm here to say it.
I love Trader Joe's. And also I love that I get the same amount of groceries that I would at like a Stop and Shop or, you know, like a big chain grocery store. And that would be like $500. Trader Joe's, it's like $200. And if it's like better quality food, I feel it's like easier to make. And I just feel like it's healthier.
The thing is, I wish they had the wine in ours, Trader Joe's, though. They don't have it in Jersey. And like, I think maybe like one of them in Jersey has it. But Trader Joe's is known for their wines. They have like amazing wine selection for like imported from all the fancy places that are cheap as hell. And they used to have a Trader Joe's wine store here in Union Square, but that's not here anymore. But you can't get wine anymore. Imagine being able to go to the grocery store and any grocery store for that matter. In Jersey, New York, it's fucked up laws. Down wherever it's in other places, like over in, California, you can like go to a liquor store. I mean, go to the grocery store, pick up fucking vodka, beer, wine,
oh,
liquor,
I know.
Everything here.
Literally
in New York,
anywhere.
Can't get liquor or wine in the grocery store, but you can get beer in a liquor store here. You can only get beer in like grocery stores or like bodegas, and you can only get liquor and wine together. That's why so many canned cocktail places have to like regulate their things. Like you can, that's why High Noon and that is sold in
all over that
in the liquor stores, but you can't get any other like malt beverages, like, you know, any like a White Claw or something that's not vodka or whatever is not like vodka based.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so many fucking rules. Just give me my shit. Run my shit, bitch.
See, that's why I like traveling. Like anytime I go to other places other than Jersey and freaking New York, like I'll go to Target. Like when I go for Gigi's cheer comps, we usually go to Target and we're there for 4 days. So I end up getting like snacks and stuff. So we're not like doing room service and ordering out all the time. And go to Target, you could get the wine, you could get the seltzer drinks, you get it all there because everything is there. Here, no, you can't do that, bitch. You got to stop at a liquor store, then go here. So annoying.
Are you tired of waking up hungover and worrying about what happened last night? Now you can have fun and relax without any of the regrets with Willie's THC-infused social tonic. It's a low-calorie, low-sugar alcohol alternative that actually works, delivering fast-acting, euphoric social buzz without the regrets that come with alcohol. Willie's social tonics come in 5-milligram and 10-milligram doses and taste delicious with a subtle tropical citrus flavor that you can enjoy a shot, sipped over ice, or mixed into your favorite mocktail. One shot of Willie's will help you relax, unwind, and de-stress. Perfect for taking the edge off at the end of a long day or socializing with friends or apple picking with your friends. I love this. I've been using, I just got this recently. It is so delicious. And if you've never tried any THC tonics, it's the benefits of all the alcohol. You don't wake up with a hangover. Calories aren't there because you're not chugging all these, the alcohol and like liquors. The calories aren't there. And it's just, you know, it's a nice alternative. The future is smarter and more advanced, and we don't have to be slugging vodka every day.
Willie sold out 3 times in the first 6 months with over 50,000 happy customers, and they just restocked. So Willie's ships directly to your doorstep in 40 states. You can order now at drinkwillies.com and use code Snooki for 20% off your first order and free shipping on orders over $95. And enjoy life in the high country.
So you know that when you go to Italy, or like especially in Italy, I think it's most famous there. There's pickpocketers, and this one. So usually they like pickpocket these people, and they're like afraid, and like they run away, like oh my god, and someone calls them out. This time, this American woman from the south, they tried to rob her ass. The girl grabbed the woman by the ponytail and dragged her through the streets.
No, she wouldn't let her go.
She goes, I'm a mother of, I got 4 kids. She goes, you don't fucking intimidate me. You're let's go, let's go.
Wait, but she looked like, so scared, and the daughter was holding her arm and the mother was holding her hair.
Yeah.
That would be me and Sissy.
Well,
who the fuck are you trying to rob, bitch?
Yeah. So a lot of people, like, you know, think Americans are like dumb Americans. They don't forget that we're disgusting white trash. It's like, we are trashy motherfuckers. Like you,
oh, we'll throw hands.
And yeah, no, they don't realize that we're gully and trashy. So yeah, so the Americans girls, and the fun thing is that Americans are finally uniting, coming together on TikTok. Like, you know, normally it's like, oh, these trashy people, like whatever. Like everyone's like, all the Americans united, no matter what race, creed, sexual orientation, or age, or anything. Everyone's just like, yes, that's the Americans. Don't fuck with America. That's what we need more. We need more support of everyone. Unity. UNITY.
Yes, we need to be united.
TikTok is united right now over that one random woman who pulled hair in Italy. We need more things like that. So go out in the world and show your American pride. Did you see the wild thing that happened in Vegas this weekend?
I'm not seeing any of this shit. What?
When Justin Bieber performed?
Oh, the fake Justin Bieber?
How gross.
He's doing it all over. The place.
Is that legal? No, it's not legal.
Like, how is he not suing this kid?
There's a Justin Bieber impersonator.
And he actually sounds like him. He's really performing.
Right. So what he does is he goes around to places and takes pictures with like security guards, and like he goes to like popular places like Vegas. So he was like in Vegas last weekend. He going to around like to like casinos, like walk around them. I'm back on Ozempic. Everything I drink is me, Ajita. So they took it one step further this time. Now, Justin Bieber performed at this nightclub after the Super Bowl last year. Excess Nightclub and the Wynn Hotel. That's where you stay when we go to Vegas. So that's where he performed there. So they already knew that he was performing there last year. So he walked in everyone's running and chasing him.
I can't.
So like, they get to the front of the door. The security just opens the door, of course, doesn't ask questions. They just let him in because there's thousands of fans chasing him thinking he's, you know, Justin Bieber.
So and like, he has like fake security, right?
Security. So then he gets in there and they automatically whisk him into some like private area. They don't have time to ask questions because there's thousands of people chasing him, thinking it's him. So they let him in and they put him in this little section. And he has a repertoire with the venue because he performed there last year around this time. So they, you know, they said, oh, you know, whatever. They didn't ask questions. So they get him the thing. And then I guess while they're in there, he says, oh, do you mind if I go throw a track on? And the DJ that was playing was the same DJ that DJed for him while he was playing last time he was there. DJ Scribbles.
With the long hair?
Yeah.
He really thought it was him.
So
I can't.
So what he does is, and I was, this is my question. I was like, how does this just happen? There's no way this happens. How would they, like, you know, the performance like that, you have to have the backing tracks and you have to have all this stuff. You can't just like go on with the microphone. Like, and they have to like talk to the DJ beforehand. So I was trying to find out what happened. What happens is he brings a flash drive. The security gave the DJ a flash drive that has the tracks on. And I guess the guy puts his headset on. It's like, okay, lines up. Okay, this is good. And then has him just come on and go. So he like handed him the track. And then everyone just thought it was him. But I was like, you first of all, this guy's 50 years older than him and he's fat. I mean, I'm no spring chicken, but Justin Bieber is Justin Bieber. Like, I'm not saying I'm comparing myself to them. But Justin Bieber is like a young
from guy. The video, like, it literally looked like Justin Bieber.
No, it doesn't. He was fat and he had like
what?
An ugly fucking face. He looked like a disgusting, trashy worker from some disgusting gas station in the middle of nowhere.
Oh my god!
I hate and it's also. I'm gonna get in a rage now.
Oh shit!
I think it's the grossest thing ever to live live your whole life pretending to be someone else. And, like, everything they've done and worked for, like, you're just like taking all that away from them and trying to like
no,
get
yeah,
the
that's
benefits
annoying.
From it for yourself.
I feel like
Taylor
that's
Swift has one,
up.
And then. Britney, the Britney ones I actually do like because they're mostly drag queens, but but like, you know, there's the Taylor Swift one walking the streets and taking pictures, like how desperate and sad you have to be to be doing that.
Well, what does Justin Bieber say? Like, is he mad?
I don't even think he knows about it. It's like he doesn't care because it's like, you know, he's just living his own life. Do you think there's any spooky impersonators?
Yeah, they're all drag and they're beautiful and amazing.
If you had a body double spooky. Like that looked just like you, and you got to hire her for the week. What tasks would you have her do for you? Like what things that so people in your personal life, people in your regular life, you know, or like, you know, or professional life.
It would be all work. So then I could just stay home with the kids and be in my pajamas.
So you'd send her the spooky shop and pretend to like. Let me check on this.
I would have her go to the store and be like, "Hey guys, I'm at my store," and then it'll just be her.
Right.
It's fucked up.
I know. No, but you need sometimes
I would have her go film Jersey Shore. I'd be like, girl,
you need two people. You need to, but you have a bit, you're too busy. You have no time for everything. We have to outsource. We're going to be auditioning spooky lookalike body doubles.
I would have her do like all my work and I would be her personal assistant. So I would go and do the errands, get the house stuff done. Like I would be the assistant and she would be in the entertainment.
That's good.
But she would have to get all my tattoos.
We can get them. We can have them lasered on. So this is a checklist I found on Instagram. It's called Fall Bucket List. I'm going to make it. I think, Spooky, we have to make it a point to do all of these things. I'm going to read them to everyone else, and they can write them down, or I can post this on I'll post this on our Instagram.
Ooh, I love these.
Fun? Okay,
good. I just got chills.
I know. So I'm going to try. We're going to really do fall this year, and I want to make sure we get all of these checked off the list. And I'm going to see if I've done any of them already, because it's technically almost fall. So right, the first one on the list is go apple picking. We haven't done that
yet.
That's
a must.
Or visit a pumpkin patch or carve pumpkins. So that's under one. Mm-hmm. One. Next one is take a scenic fall foliage hike or drive or attend a fall festival or country fair.
Cozy.
Host a chili cook-off or soup night. Oh my God. This list is making me jizz. Outdoor movie night with blankets. We did that already. Sorry. Go to a haunted house or ghosty tour. Plan a Halloween movie marathon. Create a fall-themed charcuterie board. You know who did that last year? Remember Dina came to our girls' night?
Yeah.
And she did that?
That is my jam.
She made pumpkin cheese. She made a pumpkin spread.
Oh, it was delicious.
Like pumpkin spice cream cheese.
It was bomb.
It was so fucking good.
So fucking good.
Or start fall foliage challenge. Capture pictures every time you see the things in October. What a great list. I'm going to post this. I'm going to make sure I do all of them. I mean, I forget about them a lot.
Well, they did miss doing like a wine tour, like a winery tour.
Okay, we're going to add a fall cocktail, do a fall cocktail night, and also a winery tour or hard apple cider night. Okay, here's text messages. This is from Arizona, or from Jersey. Good morning, messy mamas. My name is Nicole from Bordentown, New Jersey. Since you two have been practicing witchcraft, have you thought about going to the Lunar Fair? Oh, I don't know what this is.
Oh.
The next one in Jersey will be in October in East Freehold. Love you to the moon and back.
What
well, is I don't
that?
Know what the Lunar Fair is. It sounds spooky. We have not been yet, Nicole, but we will love to attend. Can we do a pop-up? Can we do our own
Can we have like a tent that we do spells in?
Do spells in, yeah.
Yeah.
This is from Florida. Hi, mamas. My boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years, and I wanted him to move in with me partially because I love him and partially for the rent split. He avoids the topic like the plague. Is this from my boyfriend? And I think it's because he doesn't want to pay more than his current place. But to me, it's more about taking the next step in our relationship.
Yeah.
What should I do? I don't want to break up with him, but I don't want to move out of the relationship. I don't want to break up with him, but want to move our relationship to the next step.
As you should.
Okay. Well, it's definitely not about the money. I mean, if it is that, I mean, you can clearly say we can, you know, split the difference or I'll pay the difference, but then that's desperate. We don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you suggest?
I don't know. Wait, so he doesn't want to move in because of the money?
She thinks that.
Okay.
She doesn't know.
So ask him. Why don't you want to move in?
He's avoiding the topic like the plague.
No, say we need to talk about this because I want to escalate our relationship to the next level, and I'm not just going to sit here and do nothing.
Yeah, what I would do is I would just explain to him the benefits of, or keep bringing it up, like, you know, this would be so much easier if we just lived together, or like, think about the things that it's going to benefit from, like, you get, you know, all the cooked meals, and you get your laundry done, or what are better things about your apartment, or you get, you know, the cable bill, and we can finally get the premium plus cable, because now
we're living
together.
Well, he has to stop avoiding it. It's on him.
I don't think it's a breakup thing. I just think, you know, what you have to find out what the why is, like why he's avoiding it, and like what
she's
hiding
from.
You're
like, honey, just tell me, what is the issue?
Because you can avoid it earlier. Good luck. So Nikki from Hudson Valley, New York says, hey, squirrels, longtime crusader here. My friend Meg and I came to the live show in Montclair. It was amazing. So much fun. We didn't get picked for the Q&A, but our question would have been, and I quote, if you had to choose to smoke for the rest of your lives, vapes or cigarettes, what kind of cigs would it be? Love you guys. Bye. I mean, I wouldn't choose to do any of them.
If you had to choose a vape or a cigarette, I would choose a vape.
I would choose a vape, yeah.
I like vapes.
You could do it more, you know, in more places and it doesn't smell.
Yeah, and I feel like it's classier and it doesn't, like, taste bad. And you can get, like, nice flavors.
Yeah.
I can't stand cigarettes anymore.
Yeah, they smell.
They're nasty.
This is from Long Beach, California. Hi, I'm Ariana. My 30th birthday is August. It's Jersey Shore themed. I'm going to dress as spooky. Help. Which outfit do you think is the most iconic? And I already got the crocodile as a prop. We're doing best dress contest. I got to go all out. Love you, mamas. So what should you, what should she get? She's from Long Beach, California. So she's not near a spooky shop, unfortunately, but
you guys should have waited for my costume this year. My costume this year is me getting arrested. It is so fucking good. But girl, I would say do the slippers. You got to get my slippers. So get the leopard slippers or the zebra. I would wear a tight leopard dress with the cleavage out. You have the crocodile, obviously the poof, and then you have to have the bling glasses. Done. Done and done.
Yeah.
That is the OG look.
And the makeup has to go with it as well. Make sure you have a really, really dark tan. So get like a body paint.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And make a dark tan.
A ton of bronzer, long, big eyelashes.
And hot, like baby pink lipstick.
Like a hot pink lipstick.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Good luck to your sister. And send us pictures. Tag us. Tag It's Happening Podcast.
You got a queen.
This is from New York City. A city slicker. This is, I'm newly single and I went on Tinder. I'm ready to go on dates, but I don't know if I should be a hoe and just smush or have fun or be classy and go on a few dates. Guys just want to have sex and mostly aren't willing to wait to go on another date if you're not willing to go down and dirty. I think the thing is with it, you can kind of get an idea. You have to, what do you think? A lot of guys in there just want to go and have sex and never speak again. She's down to do that, but she also would like to find someone. So how does she manage who she's having sex with right away and who she's like trying to get to the other date with?
Yeah, I don't know. It depends, like, what mood you're in. Like, do you want to just go out and have fun and just enjoy it?
And I think you'll know when you're with the guy. Like, if you really... Is that your cleaning lady?
Yeah. I have to go get them cash.
I think that if you, like, don't... If you know the guy's going to be, just a hookup, like, if you can't see yourself with him romantically, like, you'll know right away. But if you see, you know, I think it's like love at first sight. You'll know if this is like, you want to marry this guy, then play it cool and don't be a slut and just like, you know, be fun. But like, if a guy's not going to talk, go on a second date with you because you didn't fuck on the first date, that's not the guy you want to even be with anyway.
Guy.
Or
Ew.
Even just have sex with.
Ugh, I hate men. But that's like me and Gianni. Like, I just met him and we hooked up. And then I was like, oh, he's like, he was a good time and I feel like I liked him. And then boom, we got married. So you never know. You never know, bitch.
Okay, and this is our last one. This is from Connecticut. Hi, girl. This is Kelsey, your number one Black fan. And first of all,
queen.
I've been with you guys. Yes, queen. Welcome, welcome, Kelsey. I've been with you guys since the OG pod days, and I've loved every second of it. I even had a Could I Come In door hanger. Well, thank you, thank you, Kelsey. I have one request.
She's an OG.
I have one request. Can we do a Kiki Cuisine episode with wine pairing features, the two of you, once a month? Obsessed with you both.
Oh.
And love you. Love you, bae.
You know what? I think the OG listeners they're missing our drunk episodes because me and Joey used to drink every episode and our episodes would be wasted.
Well, I have this home studio now, so it's very possible. Spooky, if you can get into the city once a month and we can film a Kiki Cuisine episode where we cook an appetizer and we have the wine and we record in person. And then I throw you back into an Uber.
Yeah, okay, because it's going to be a quick bite like that.
No, it won't be a quick bite. I mean, after the night's over at 2 in the morning, I'll send you home.
Phone is lost.
Oh,
my wallet
you
is missing.
I could put you in Wiggles Enclosure. That could be Dren's Den, the Dren Den.
I need to have like an apparatus where I can have my phone and my wallet just stuck to me. So it's not going anywhere. Because I can't do that shit anymore.
We're gonna be dark next week because it's Labor Day, but our fall fest is just getting started. So make sure to check our Instagram for that checklist. I want you to all start checking things off and keeping yours posted. Make sure to get tickets at Ticketmaster or on our links and bios. And you know, everyone, pull yourself a hot apple cider, light a fall candle, and get your vibrating pumpkin stick. And have a good evening.
And can you guys text us with more?
Yeah, more questions.
More questions and voicemails. We would love that. Wait, what's the number?
It's in our bio. It's 646-580-5251. That's 646-580-5251. Text messages right supply.
All right, bitches, we love you. Have a great weekend.
It's happening.